This is AM 580, and it's time now for us to find out what's happening on the Board of Trade and the Mercantile Exchange. With our opening report, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Friday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption to trading. We give the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, March wheat opened at 504.5 unchanged. On the open May, 502.5 unchanged. At the Board of Trade, May wheat opened at 476.5, up 1 on the open. July, 485.5, down a half. September, 496, down a half. December, 507.5, unchanged on the open. March corn opened at 412.5, up a half on the open. May, 422, up a half. July, 431.5, up a half. September, 419.5, down a half. December, 410.5, down a half. March, 419, down a half. May, 423.5, up 1. July, 2008, 426, unchanged on the open. March beans opened at 7:45 unchanged on the open. May, 7:61 up 2. July, 7:75 up a half. August, 7:83.5 up 4. September, 7:88 up 2.5. November, 7:97.5 unchanged. March, 8:07 up 1 on the open. March soybean meal opened at 2:16.70 up 90 on the open. May, 2:21.10 unchanged. March soybean oil opened at 30.17 down 1 on the open. May 30.55 down 5. At the Merck March feeders opened at 105.20 up 35 on the open. April 107.10 up 37.5. May 108.85 up 17.5. August 110 unchanged on the open. April live cattle opened at 101.30 up 27.5 on the open. June 98.70 down 5. August 95.25 down 12.5. October 98.30 down 40 on the open. April lean hogs opened at 67.50 down 25 on the open. May 76.80 down 17.5. June 77.85 down 32.5. July 77.90 down 27.5 on the open. And March bellies opened at 104.70 up 10 on the open.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Chip Jorstad in Champaign at 217-378-7633. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Mike Zuzolo of Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Dave.
A whole lot of nothing this morning from the USDA reports.
Yeah, and this warm-up has got the farmers really itchy to get working, Dave. I've been talking to them this morning. They're all itchy to go.
I can imagine that. You were at the Ag Forum in Virginia a week or so ago, and the question I have for you, after looking at a lot of information that I saw on my DTN and articles I read elsewhere, is what do you think about the potential for an embargo this summer should there be adverse weather?
I would personally say that I would rate it as high as it was back during the 70s when we were more or less forced into it with the Russians, Dave, that there's really no good political alternative to shorting this crop and doing something about it other than keeping the stocks at home for the domestic consumers. And that was, the drums beat very loud on keeping the corn in the food category and the feed category and try your best not to put it in the energy category any more than it already has, and try and bridge the gap between corn-based ethanol and blended ethanol and using cellulosic as a feedstock. And I think it's interesting you ask that question because Bush is down in Brazil right now talking about a potential ethanol pact with Brazil, and I think this goes hand in hand with that Washington trip. I suspect that the Washington people in Bush's cabinet that set out this energy initiative that he released and revealed a month or so ago have gotten a lot of political flack from a lot of different people, whether it's politicians, environmentalists, or other economists, and now they're trying to find a way out to appease and back down a little bit on this energy initiative, and I think this would work well with President Lula being maybe more of a friend when it comes to controlling what Chavez does down in Venezuela as well, so maybe killing more than one bird with one stone here. So this weekend is very important to the corn farmer in general. It goes back to what Chuck and I were talking about when I came back, that if you've got this unlimited risk out there, whether it's old crop beans in the bin or new crop corn and beans that you haven't sold anything on, that we saw again last week that the short crop long tail really doesn't work, and there's a lot of politics going on, and a lot of politics that used to be behind the scenes are now coming to the forefront. So we'd ask you to reevaluate your marketing plan based upon that.
Well, would you let old crop soybeans go at this point? Any reason to have them?
I really don't see a lot of reason other than the corn and wheat in the outside markets may continue to allow beans to go higher, but that's a hand of cards that you can play maybe for another 10 or 15 days, because planting weather is probably going to make the corn and the beans divorce themselves from each other, at least when it comes to new crop. I think it's very safe to say that, but you know, I do think today's report, USDA did not raise exports for beans domestically here, and there were a lot of private people thinking they should, and I think the trade is saying to themselves, well, maybe the USDA think prices and competing supplies are now going to cool these bean sales at the Gulf between now and the end of the marketing year. And I think between that and the South American crop being raised in Brazil and probably another big increase in Argentina coming down the line, I just can't see a good way in the bean complex, Dave, to be trading cash beans in the bin with basis, probably the worst thing to be looking at in the next 60 days. In other words, there's four or five reasons I could give you, good reasons I could give you, that basis is going to have a hard time coming back in beans in the next 60 days. And you throw on top of that any corn planting delays will throw the market into a tirade. That's just more bean acres coming. So my mindset and our mindset here has been get the old crop beans out before the basis gets hit again, and just replace it with the 10-15 cent call in May futures. And you know, your cost of storage right now is the same as a May call right now. So our mindset is you're not giving up any potential upside at all, and you're going known cost, known risk, and not allowing the market to take advantage of you.
Well, we're about 2 weeks out from the planning intentions report at this point. I would suspect that many analysts are suggesting that you should be hedged maybe around 50% corn and beans by this point. Are you in that camp?
We are. I mean, I was a little bit surprised at the Beef House meeting that the analysts weren't more in agreement as far as is working more on the side of getting some hedges made at this price and defending with calls. And maybe after last week's price action, some of the others are looking at that more. But I guess our mindset between the politics and the weather is don't trade either. Don't trade either of those two. Get a marketing plan that helps you if the political issues or the weather issues go in your favor, but be protected if they go against you. And I think that National Weather Service forecast, the next 30-day is due out next week, and that seems to me and us here to be a huge, huge weather update by National Weather Service, because our private consultant is saying if you get an early April system move through, if it's a very strong, heavy rain-producing system, you may turn colder and wetter as you head into May, all the way into the middle of May. And that's kind of that April system's kind of his anchor bolt to the weather pattern as we get ready to roll corn planters around the Corn Belt. So I think that the National Weather Service report next week is going to be very big to the trade.
If producers are looking at puts to protect the downside risk, would you suggest that they go out to the May, which are fairly cheap, or to the July?
In the corn, you mean?
In the corn, I mean.
Yeah, I would think that you probably want to stay in the December, mainly because your old crop stocks are still super, super tight, and your commercials are still short over a million contracts, futures, and options on the Commitment of Traders report, Dave. But I would say whether you're looking at May, July, or Dece, run the numbers first. Take a cash sale minus your basis. See what your flat price, hedge price is there, or take a put, its cost versus where you're locking it in, and subtract your basis out there. My guess is at this point you're going to see at least a 40-cent better price by doing a cash sale and buying the July calls back.
Thank you very much, Mike.
Thanks, Dave. Nice to be back with you, sir.
You too, sir. Mike Zuzulo of Risk Management Commodities. He is in Lafayette, Indiana.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible in part by a grant from Risk Management Commodities, with offices in Chalmers and Lafayette, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities provides commodities analysis and recommendations for business and agriculture throughout East Central Illinois and Western Indiana.
For information, call 866-837-9027.
Let's look at lead options in Kansas City. May wheat 499, down 3 1/4. At the Board of Trade, May wheat 474 1/4, down 1 1/4. At the corn at 417 3/4, down 3 3/4. And May beans 752 1/2, down 6 1/2. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois.